Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Gabrielle Friedrich, who is running for election for the Mid Prairie School Board. She was appointed to serve on the board in July of 2016.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Kelowna. I was born in Iowa City, and I went to Mid Prairie K through 12. I went to Kelowna Elementary. It was then Kelowna Elementary, now Mid Prairie East. I graduated in 1998. My husband also went to Mid Prairie. He went to Washington Township Elementary, and then he graduated Mid Prairie in 1999. We have two kids. Our daughter is a third grader at Mid Prairie West, and we have a two-year-old son, and he'll eventually get to Mid Prairie, but I'm not rushing that. And then, so I work with my husband. He owns a land surveying and engineering firm in Tiffin called Hart Frederick Consultants. I do anything from, you know, the day-to-day management, to payroll, to invoicing, to client development, anything like that.
What was your involvement in the Mid Prairie District prior to being appointed to the board?
Yeah. So, like I said, our daughter is a third grader. K through 12, she did attend Washington Township. So I was really involved in Township's PTO. I was also a part of the SIAC committee, and it's the Student Improvement Advisory Council of Mid Prairie. And we just look at the needs assessment of the district and really look at the learning goals, the needs, pretty much any issues relating to school improvement. And then the Mid Prairie Student Boosters was recently formed. That brought all the former elementary school PTOs together to form one group. And I'm part of that and the president of that group right now.
And so you've been on the board since, was it the summer of 2016?
July of last year.
What made you decide to officially run for election?
So back in April of 2017, the school board, you know, we made a pretty big decision with the reconfiguration of the elementary schools and the middle schools. And I firmly believe that we made the right decision. And I want to let our stakeholders know, the folks in our community, our teachers, our staff, know that I'm behind that decision still. So I wanted to make sure that I ran for a four-year seat because I want folks to see me encouraging our administrators, our teachers and staff, and our families, and help them work through this transition. I mean, we had a lot of folks work really hard this summer in the planning and work to get things ready. Our transportation team worked really hard to put together bus routes. Our custodians worked really hard to get the buildings ready. Our teachers and staff have been really, you know, really working hard to get their classrooms ready. So why not, you know, who wouldn't want to be a part of that? All those people that are working so hard on, yes, this is new, this is a challenge, but I'm just excited. I feel honored to be part of a district that's not afraid of being bold and wants the best for their kiddos.
And so do you have any goals? Are there any goals that you have for the board and for the district?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of this conversation has been talking about, you know, this big transition that we've had. And I think the biggest goal I have for the board and the district is just really promote communication. I think even if there's a, you know, small changes, big changes, I think the most important thing is that we all communicate. So we make sure we learn from, you know, I hate to say mistakes, but, you know, hey, you know, we can do this differently and maybe better. I guess I see challenges as ways to make us better people. You know, there's benefits to trying, you know, to doing things a different way. So I guess a big goal of mine is to make sure we communicate with folks. I want people to know and see that I'm supporting our administrators, our teachers, and staff. And I think that's important for everyone to do. I know it's not easy. You know, decisions, you know, it's hard when not everyone makes that same decision. But I think now that decision is made, I think it's really important that we all work together and move forward. You know, like I said before, I'm very honored to be part of our district. We're doing something big. And I think, you know, folks should be proud of our district. We want the best for our kids, and we strive to give them great education, look to improve their learning experience. And so I think we just continue to support those folks involved.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie School Board member Gabrielle Friedrich. You can find all other Mid Prairie School Board candidate interviews at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.